Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is December 20th. It's 5 days away. We are on Thursday already, and all of a sudden I'm thinking, am I missing something? Did I forget anything? And I'm not really sure. So I got to kind of take an inventory after the show today. And also, my voice sounds different. I don't think my voice sounds different, but my teeth. I had to correct my teeth, which never needed braces, never needed anything. And I guess that I was older, my teeth were shifting and moving. And you know, I just have advice for everybody. When we're younger, go to the dentist, correct anything you need to have corrected. Because what I found out, thank God I went, because one of my kids said, you know, Mom, your teeth are looking different. Something's, you know, different. You better go check. And I did, and I realized my teeth were shifting, and I still have my wisdom teeth. But when you are younger, you have, I guess, longer roots and healthier gums. So it allows you to get dental work done because as we get older, they have to be a lot more careful, a lot more cautious, and you can't maybe get the things that you need done the same way. So, you know, my little lesson this week was go to the dentist. And I felt really good that I can get what I need done and it got all cleared. And so I have these things on my teeth. It's not a retainer. They're trays. It's Invisalign, which I actually have to wear for like, I think 8 months and then a retainer for 6 months. And then for the rest of my life when I sleep, but you know, things happen and things move and things change and we change. So just go with the flow, keep up the preventative care and the actual care that you need because it really does make a difference. And, you know, I had to learn that. So here we go. So today I have two dreams. And one of my dreams is from Chris Kip Woods. And he says, "Hi, Nadia. Hug." This is a short one. "I had a dream. I was standing by the shore in a big silver ship was sailing towards me. As it turned, there was writing on the side that said, yearning. That is it. That's it. Thank you." And I'm thinking, what does yearning mean? Yearning means it's a feeling of intense longing for something, right? It's something we want, but we don't feel we can easily get it. Someone who doesn't have many romantic relationships wants a perfect romantic relationship. Somebody who doesn't have a car might wish they had one. Somebody who wants a bigger house or wants a child or wants a different job. Or there's always something in that background of our mind that we're yearning for. So I'm thinking just that word, why would that word come to someone in a dream? Because the ship is coming towards him. And yeah, it's only one sentence, but there's a lot behind it. And sometimes these short ones, they're very poignant so that you don't lose the message. It's not like you have 15 plates spinning in the air when it comes to your dream and, you know, someone random is in a corner and another random person or someone you haven't seen is talking to you and all of these things. This is just straight shot. So the ship is coming towards you. And your question is being addressed. It's being addressed. Hey, you're yearning. But if it just said yearning, maybe you're stuck in the yearning phase of it all. The fact that you are yearning for something, there's something that's burning inside of you that you really want. And it may be as simple as stability, just flat out stability. You want to be stable enough to be able to do the things that you believe you're yearning for. Because we all yearn for something. But the bigger message the yearning doesn't become a way of life. I know many people, when they first meet me, and they tell me what they want, and then they tell me a whole laundry list of reasons why they can't get it. And no matter what I say, any avenue I open up, any road that I unblock, they want to tell me why they can't do it. And I say, but why all the excuses? And then I realized over time that the yearning did become a way of life rather than a destination or a stepping stone to grow. Really comfortable in the yearning. And they did it for so long that they don't know how to not do it. An example of that would be somebody who wants to experience a relationship. And believe it or not, you know, men think women know everything and women think men know everything and nobody knows anything. So we all just have to try and that's how we'll find out. But for some reason, we think the other sex has this mystery to them. Or even people who are just partners in same-sex relationships, they also think that when they like somebody, that person has a whole different set of circumstances that are perfect compared to other people, and they get scared of the situation or they question the situation. And what happens is sometimes really scared of what we want, we really get scared of what we want. Sometimes we don't know if we can handle what we want. Sometimes we're scared to be happy that we got what we want because then we think that, what do we do now? What if it gets taken away? Maybe I'm just better off without it in the first place. Try. So if you have a dream with a ship sailing towards you to shore, meaning you're getting close to what you're looking for, as it comes, just my prayer would be, when it came to that, God, please let me accept what I've asked for. The Japanese used to have a saying, I'm sure they still do, I just haven't heard it in a long time. But if they were upset at somebody, they would say to them, I hope you get what you ask for. Isn't that a good thing? But I don't know if it's in culture or where it is, but there's a fear of that, because a lot of times when people get what they've asked for, it may not be what they really wanted, but they just were not ready for what they wanted. And so they figured, let me throw that at them. But I realized even within myself, the acceptance of what it's like to get what you want. And then once you get it, how do you handle it? Who are you, this person who's successful in your thoughts? Because they may not be things other people even know I may have wanted. But I may have wanted them, and I may have shopped for it. And for a long time, I couldn't figure it out, and I couldn't get it. And then once I get it, I'm like, oh, wow, that's what this feels like. Now what? Now where do I go? Now who am I? And then it's easier to take, like, step back for a day and kind of try to be who you were as opposed to who you are now. And then once the who you were opposed to who you are now may feel better, and then you decide to stay there and say, well, yeah, I don't really need that. I'm already happy. And we start talking like that in our heads. Things you think about, and this is something I would do today, and I'm actually going to do it myself as well, is ask myself, what am I yearning for? And Chris, ask yourself, what are you yearning for? Not what do you want, but what do you keep going back to? Is it, do you want to be a singer, a bona fide singer? You already are, in my opinion. You're a beautiful writer. I see your stuff on Facebook. So what are you yearning for? Because once you really pinpoint it, like you say, well, I want to be single, but really, I like to communicate with people in that language. Oh, but really, performing is my favorite part, so I'll just focus on that. But there's so many different ways to drill down to what's really underneath it. People who want a relationship, they say, I just feel lonely. I want to be with someone. I want to spend my life with someone. But think about who you are and what that someone can look like so that your brain can filter through all the people you see. And it really works when you define what you want instead of, well, let me just walk out into the world and see what fits. It doesn't work. There's too many stimuluses for you to be able to pinpoint, your brain to be able to zero in on what is yours in this big world. So define in your heart, really think about it layer after layer after layer. But why do I want a relationship? And then you might find out that you just want to go out on Friday nights with a group of people, kind of like your alone time. And be honest about that. Because you'll find out that some people are totally self-entertaining. And they may only need minimal interaction with others. Other people need a lot of interaction with each other, and they're very awkward when they're alone because they feel like something's wrong when they're alone. So really think about, what is it that you want? What kind of person would be a person that would naturally fit into your life? Be someone who's busy too, or someone who likes some alone time? Because look what will happen. If you like alone time and you're used to having alone time, you may not know you like it yet, but you're used to having it, and you meet someone who also likes some alone time, there's a way that you could be together in the same house and each of you working on the things you work on. That's why it's so important to know what you want in life. What kind of people out of all the people you meet would work for you? How would you contribute to a relationship? What do you feel comfortable giving and sharing? Are you a nurturer? Do you need nurturing? Really think about you. If there was a perfect person for you, not a perfect person per se, because nobody is, but if there is a perfect type of person for you, really think about who that would be. I would need someone who likes to talk a lot or who doesn't. I would want somebody who likes to stay home for the most part, or likes to go out all the time, or someone in the middle where we go out a couple of nights a week. But really, whatever you're yearning for, what kind of job would be the perfect job for you? Would it be you working from home? Would it be you, you know, starting a new field, re-educating yourself? Would it be going into a creative realm? Whatever it is, define in your mind so that once you get down to the nuts and bolts of it, then you can see it. But when someone says, well, I don't see anything, I always say, you just didn't define what you're looking for. You didn't, like, draw that picture in your mind because there's so much to see. Of course you're not going to know. There's so many things that look good and shiny on the outside that you may not like once you get into. So everything isn't definite. So when we start looking for definite answers, like, oh, I want this answer to fix my life, you're never going to find it. There is no one answer that's going to fix your life. Prayer that's answered. God gives you something else to shoot for, because that's why you came here. One piece of knowledge doesn't make us perfect. One thing that we get, one person that enters our life, doesn't fix us. It's us that draw those things to us by knowing, by defining, by asking ourselves questions. what works best for me would make me truly content. Because content is different than happy. Happy is an emotion that comes and goes. You know, sometimes we're really happy and we want to talk to everybody and we're like on fire. And other times we feel like we could sit in the corner of a couch and read a book and we don't need that much stimulus. But growth comes when we know where we want to grow. Sometimes when we don't ask ourselves, situations force that growth, challenges force that growth. And they show up at our door and we're like, why did I get this? But then at the end of it, you're like, wow, that really taught me a lot. And that kind of felt good to learn, even though the situation may not have been a good one and by our standards. So that yearning thing is huge, because yearning isn't getting, it's figuring out how to answer the questions of your soul. And the questions of your soul can only be answered by you asking yourself question after question and digging deeper. When I first started, before Facebook, when blogs came out and I was writing, and I've been with Pam since the very beginning. She's the one who, Pamela Saunders, she's the one who started my online presence. And I had a blog. And the name of the blog was I Dig Your Soul, because I felt like I was this person with a shovel. Every time someone gave me an excuse, I dug that dirt out and threw it out on the side. And I wanted to get down into your deepest thinking, which now I can do without even thinking about it. I can see exactly where someone is going by the statements they say, only because I started doing it so much. So I became in tune to that. Because when you talk to a lot of people, over time you start hearing the same excuses. And I thought, wow, that's a really heavily used excuse. Now I say, can you handle your success? As opposed to, how did you find so many ways to back up that excuse when you could have taken much less energy to back up what you are yearning for, what you are dreaming about, what you actually want. And then I realized it's a choice. Oh, wow, they've been making choices to hang on to the excuses. Because they're scared. We're scared. We haven't been taught past our success. We've been taught up to achieving our dream. We've been taught up to yearning. And then we don't know where to go after that. But ever since I saw Christ, every single person that I've told about this, their lives are affected. Even if it's just questioning me at first. But those questions that get thrown at me start coming back to that person, because it's not about me at all. It's about each of us asking ourselves those questions. Only way we can search for an answer is by asking the question. When Christ told me 1 ounce of pure love or pure intent will overcome any obstacle provided it's pure, first thing I did was, how do I know if I'm pure? And then I started writing the books. And until this day, Christ is answering that question. That's how multifaceted, that's how deep we can go and we can learn. The answer he's giving me today is way different than the answer I got 17 years ago, because I didn't know what I know today. So I couldn't have handled today's answer 17 years ago. And next year, I'll probably even know more. And the year after that, I'll probably know more. But the bigger thing here is that we're open to learning it. We're open to learning it. And when we're open and we ask questions, we start feeling like we're part of life instead of on the sidelines. And there's room for everybody. every time one of us has success, there's more room for more success, whether it's for us individually or for us together. It's a huge thing to get past yearning. That's like a one-sentence dream. And when I saw that word, it was like my brain just started popping. I never even thought of it as yearning. I just thought of it as your dream or your vision. And thank you, Chris, for just even taking the time to write that out. Whatever it is we want, whatever it is we think is void, whatever it is we think we don't have and we would be better off with, when you keep asking yourself questions, you're going to be really surprised that it might not be what you thought it was. You may think you need another person in your life, or you may think you need a new job, or you may think, and as you go through it, maybe something else. Because yearning is designed to get you going, to motivate you to try to get what you want. And when you adopt it as saying things like, and these are things I've heard over and over again, and honestly, some of them came out of my own head. I don't know if I deserve that. That worked for other people, but not for me. I don't know if I can get there. I don't know how to get there. I don't know anyone who's gotten there. Well, those bring out bigger questions. Why did I choose the people who haven't gotten there? Why do I think I'm not worth it? Why do I think I don't deserve it? Instead of, I don't deserve it, and then I sit with that, I feel bad for a while, and I just go about my day like I always do. But once you know better, you can't help it. That's my favorite line from Maya Angelou when she said, once you know better, do better. Otherwise, you know. Now you're conscious of the fact that you're shortchanging yourself. Isn't that crazy? So thank you, Chris, and I'm very thankful for your dream. I also wanted to acknowledge that Marco is in the house in the chat with Francis today and with our guests, and he is now on holiday, so that's very, very cool. So Marco asks the question. He said, Nadia, is yearning the same as feeling passion? It is your passion, but the yearning part isn't putting it in motion. Once you start acting on what you want, then the passion starts flowing. And then, you know, it increases and it increases. There isn't an end to passion. It's like, well, I'm really passionate about not about this. Once you understand what it feels like to really listen to what you want and you take the chance, and the answers aren't rejection. They just tell you what's not yours as opposed to, this doesn't work. Oh, well, this isn't the way. And then you find another way. But yearning may wake up your passion, because if you respond to what you yearn for, if you address what you are yearning, if you get to the questions that answer why you feel that whatever this is you're thinking about will make your life better or greater or keep you growing, then that once you get to those questions, that's where the passion is. Passion is a fuel. It is like high octane fuel. And we've all felt it before towards something. And you'll notice when you're passionate, you can stay up all night doing something until you're totally exhausted and fall asleep. Or when you do go to sleep and you are exhausted, you can't wake up to do it again and work on it and figure it out. So it's the stem behind what ignites your passion. Because yearning in itself is just a thought of, I wish, I think, it can. And you may have to just drill down to the questions. And then once you get down to your what you feel is actually need to answer, now you have direction. And when you have direction, your passion kicks in, and that's what fuels you to continue. That's a good question as well. I have another in the last 5 minutes, is a hilarious dream from Susan on the Nadia Khalil Morning Show page. And she says, I tried to help feed a baby goat, taking her to a mother cat. Each attempt failed, but I kept trying. Waking up, I see the nonsense of it. In the dream, I was wondering why it wouldn't work. Well, there's a saying that, you know, if you do the same thing over and over again, you got to try something new to get what you want. So if you're banging your head against a wall, feed it. Although we've had like that cross feeding between certain animals where some animals would go to another animal to be fed. But a goat's really big to go to a mother cat. But anyway, it's just saying, you know, enjoy the process, the baby steps of taking a road that makes sense instead of not knowing what you want to do, not knowing where you want to go, not knowing how you want to feel, and then expecting something to show up at your door. Because that it doesn't work like that. That's going backwards. Again, just like with Chris's dream, you have to be able to ask yourself questions instead of constantly saying, I don't know what's mine in life. I don't know what I want to do. Your brain is going to do a great job not knowing. But if you say to yourself, and, you know, it's very powerful, but what you say to yourself is, I am searching. I am searching for what I want to do. These are the things I would love to do. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. All we have to do, let's say you want to do something innovative that people haven't done yet. You want to be special at it or whatever it is. That's the extreme. Then say, and this is how I would like to contribute. I love gardening, or I love painting, or I love law, or I love working, or I love working in an office with just two people or five people, or I want to start a company, or I want to start a new movement, or whatever it is you want to do. But again, our brain needs direction. It's just like this open vessel of, should I go this way or that way? And if you can't tell it, at least in the beginning, where to start, then you're never going to feel like you're going where you want to go, and you're going to spin in circles. And your dream is telling you, you can't feed a goat with a cat. The goat's too big for the cat. So every attempt is going to fail. And then you're going to start to feel like a failure because you're just not taking the animal to a right or a right animal. So at least if you know what you want, you can get where you're going. There's a lot of power in self-communication. And, you know, I have to say it because self-love stems from the connection we have with ourselves. And the greater we are connected to ourselves, we're able to connect to the world around us. And when we connect to the world around us, we're able to see the people that are like us. And then we're drawn to them. And then we talk to them. And then we get excited that, wow, these people have information and I have information for them. And we're exchanging energy. But communicate with yourself. Keep the lines of communication open. Final answer, because you have to keep questioning. And then you might just find out, I want to be somewhere where I interact with people and I don't even care what that is. And find a place where you interact with people and everything else will work out. You guys, my time is up already. The shows just feel like they're flying by. I will see you tomorrow on Questions Friday. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.